The Spinoff Podcast Network. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q Quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
Okay, so this one, so this is like been quite hard to get the mix right on. Hopefully by the time everyone's listening to this podcast, it's a joy.
Kia ora and welcome to Lord Behind the Melodrama, a track-by-track podcast brought to you by The Spinoff and Spark about Lord's new album, Melodrama. I'm your host, Henry Oliver, the music editor at The Spinoff, and over two afternoons in May, I sat in the boardroom of Universal Music New Zealand with Ella Yelich O'Connor to talk about the album. In this episode, we talk about Perfect Places.
This one has been just like the fucking journey of this record. It's like... something that we wrote on piano, and like I wrote like the chorus melody by myself, and I brought it into Jack, and we just got it down at the piano and we put a bunch of voices to it, and it was like, oh fuck, like this is quite serious, like this is gonna be quite serious for us. It was like one of those ones where we were like, oh, and it took us a long time to get the rest of the song, a long time. The whole song has been such a fight. Nothing about it has been easy, but because it is an interesting territory in that, you know, it does speak to, it's one of the few songs on the record that, you know, is we instead of I, us. And it sort of, in some ways, picks up with that same cast of characters that Royals is about and the team is about, and checks in on them in 2016, 17, you know. It's also one of the ones on the record that I think steps outside of the bubble of, you know, the party or the house or my personal feelings or my mind, you know. It's like... and sort of goes to a bit of the, you know, I say I hate the headlines and the weather, because I remember last year I was just like, just so kind of haunted by it. Like, you know, every day it would be so hot and everyone would be like, oh, it's amazing, it's so hot. And I was like, don't you understand what's happening here? It's hot in a bad way. And it just, these headlines, you know, I just didn't even want to go on Twitter, or, you know, it was just so graphic and so traumatic, especially being in New York, you know, in high summer, and, you know, it's like just these hot pavements, and there's always a siren kind of sobbing off in the distance somewhere, and you go down to the subway and you look at everyone's faces and you just, you know that they're reading what you're reading, and everyone feels so helpless and so responsible, and so, you know, the DNA of those kind of moments leaked into this. But, it, you know, it also is a party song, so this is the last song on the record. It's quite a funny, like, choice for a last song, but this didn't feel like the kind of record that would end with a liability or a liability reprise or whatever. It's a big, kind of bright, loud, exciting record, and I really felt like it's come full circle. I had to end on a big note as well.
And die, meet somebody, take them home, let's kiss it.
That's an amazing kind of end.
Thanks.
I think there's a way in which it takes you down.
Yeah.
Easily. Or, right. You know, it feels to me like, yeah, let's not fuck with them. You know?
Right. Interesting. How so?
You know, it goes where you want it to go.
I'm glad. I hope so. It really has been like such a long journey for us, and I feel like I don't even know anymore. But I like it, and I think that it's cool. It's going to be cool when we're finished. It does. It feels like everyone's like, you know, there's always that moment everyone's like, all right, we've got one more song, and then we're out. We've got, like, that's, like, what's the one? And I feel like that feels like the end in a really beautiful way, you know?
Yeah. And loops back to Greenlight.
Interesting. I'm glad.
With the guitar, with that synth sound.
Mm. Yeah.
Intentional? Yeah.
Well, it kind of was intentional to, you know, the record starts with my voice and a piano and it ends with my voice and a piano. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. What the fuck are perfect places anyway? I thought it was nice in that song to sort of go back to that moment and sort of go back to our roots of this record, you know. It's a cool one to me because I love moments that feel big and shared and also very sad and intimate. And I think with a song like that, we're just trying. It's like, you know, every night I was so fascinated by a situation like a party, and I felt like I would just keep having them so I could have another look at the puzzle, you know. Because there's no other way to see it, really, than to, like, to be in it, doing it. And, you know, my relationship with that situation on the record, there's a lot of, like, me standing in the middle of the room or standing on the deck while everyone's smoking cigarettes and trying to, like, get one clear look at it before I black out, you know. And I feel like with this song, I don't know, there's such a sadness to knowing that what you're trying to do every night is just find a perfect place, because there aren't any. You know, what the fuck is a perfect place? Like, there's no such thing. But it was nice to understand that that's what we were trying to do. All of our heroes fading. Now I can't stand to be alone. Let's go to perfect places. It really felt like that was the crux of it, you know, like hating the headlines and the weather and feeling like Bowie's gone and Prince is gone and George Michael's gone and what the fuck else, what's left? I don't want to be alone in my house with Twitter and, you know, it's all so fucked. Like, let's just try and convince ourselves there's a perfect place we can go to, even just for an evening.
And the other thing that's coming through the record, you know, there's the party and then there's the relationship, and there's no perfect relationship, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it definitely applies to a lot of things, this, like, search for perfect places. And I think also, like, it speaks to being young and, like, you know, being a teenager is amazing and so such a, like, such a protective little bubble around you when you're a teenager. And I feel like, you know, my first, like, proper year of adulthood felt quite, it did feel torn from the womb in a way. And yeah, it's a similar thing, I guess. There aren't, you know, you just, I don't know, I guess, yeah, it's a lot of, felt like realizing that that a lot of things weren't going to be perfect, you know. There weren't a lot of those perfect places that maybe I thought they were going to be when I was young. So I guess in some ways it is a look at adulthood and a look at the world and a look at love, you know. It's a lot of things. It is, I think it really works as a sign-off to the record.
And realizing the necessity of a certain element of compromise and, like, all those aspects of your life,
you know, is a real like kind of daunting aspect of adulthood.
Mm.
You know, that once you get there, you kind of realize like, I'm not going to be able to avoid that.
Totally. And just, you know, realizing that sometimes all you have is like this family that you build when you leave home, you know, the second family of weird found people, and sometimes it's enough, all of you just in one place telling yourselves you're going somewhere really nice, even if you might not be. It's a bit sad, eh?
This podcast is produced for The Spinoff by Yana Winter and Henry Oliver, recorded and edited by Yana, with additional recording by Jose Barbosa. Like all of The Spinoff's music content, Lord, Behind the Melodrama, is brought to you by Spark. Listen to all the music you love, including Melodrama, on Spotify Premium, free with all of Spark's pay monthly mobile plans. Find more Spinoff podcasts on iTunes or wherever else you get these things. For more from The Spinoff, go to thespinoff.co.nz.
Find these perfect places. What the fuck are perfect places anyway?
What do you think, Henry? I've just played the whole record at you. What are you thinking?
I think you've made an amazing record. I really do.
Thanks.
You know, I'm looking forward to spending time with it.
Mm.
It's a real privilege to hear you talk through it. Thank you, Ella.
Thanks. For doing so. No, thank you.
it feels really powerful.
Oh, thanks.
And I hope you're really happy with it.
I think I'm as happy as one can be, you know.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today. Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate. The Spinoff Podcast Network.